Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Strengthening the Families with Apostle Loretta Williams. Today's program title is Spiritual Warfare Prayers and Strategies for Our Families. Today's discussion, every family is under spiritual attack from Satan, our adversary. The family structure was instituted by the Creator, beginning with Adam and Eve and their children. Ever since the Garden of Eden, the devil has been out to steal, kill, and destroy our relationship with God and one another. Today, we are going to learn some strategic prayers to prevent the enemy from gaining and maintaining control over our children, siblings, marriages, and loved ones. Satan has declared war on us, and we will not be caught unawares of his schemes, plots, and assignments. This means war. Look on the play tab button or link to listen to the live program or the recorded program at the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn. Send your questions and comments to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/freshmanner. And here's our speaker for today, my second mother, my spiritual mentor, and I love her very much, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Good morning and praise the Lord to everyone. God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams with Oasis Worship Center. Amen. And we are coming to you with our outreach ministry program, Strengthening the Family. And today I want to give you some strategic prayers, amen, and plans on how to do spiritual warfare on behalf of your family. Now, we know most of us, amen, our loved ones and our family are up under some type of attack. And a lot of times what we don't realize is that that attack is satanic. But, you know, many times we think it's just the economy or it's just the person's character or even the fact that it's hereditary, all right? But I want you to examine some of the things that I'm going to be talking about on today, because at the root of the problem usually is the fact that Satan is undermining the foundation, the institution of family that was set by God from creation. So I have some reference material that I'm going to be sharing with you on today. Amen. Please take it down. Amen. Praise God. Members, I will be asking you, amen, praise God, in Bible study, what was the reference material that I used, because I want you to have it so that you can know how to do spiritual warfare. Now, I have two books that I have written, and one is called Pulling Down Strongholds, and it's a series. I have taught on it previously on Blog Talk Radio, amen, praise God, as well as in different Bible study classes. And it's so very important because, first of all, to pull down the stronghold, you got to know that there's a strong man involved. And as we were praying this morning in early morning glory prayer, we have that every Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. Central Standard Time to 8 a.m. And that's an hour later if you're on the East Coast or Eastern Standard Time. Let me tell you why I believe prayer is so important. Prayer is a direct link to God. It is the individual talking with God, amen, and discussing whatever is relevant to you. And it doesn't always have to be, amen, a problem or a test or a trial or a challenge. Amen, praise God. Many times you just may have some concerns or you may be having some questions or having to make a decision and you want to get counsel from the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Too many of us make decisions without first consulting God. And I believe the best way to start is in early morning glory prayer. At the beginning of your day, before you get up, before you start doing anything, even before many times we can walk out the door, if we would just take time to acknowledge God, we could avoid a lot of problems. If we would take time in our prayer life to ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all manner of truth, to expose Satan, because he and his cohorts have been scheming, plotting, and planning, amen, while you were resting, while you were asleep, while you were not paying attention. The devil, amen, got out his bulletin, amen, he got out his planning board, amen, his blueprints, and he sat down with his general in arms on how can he defeat you and your family. Now, here's some categories that he used. Number one is the finances. Amen, praise God. He knows if he mess with your money, if he mess with, let me say it, our money, my money, amen, it's a big distraction from, amen, being able to focus on what God wants you to do when you're always concerned about finances, debt, lack, want, poverty, amen. These are all tricks of the enemy to keep you, amen, from fulfilling your divine purpose, which God has set in order. And it's one of the major, let me tell you, one of the major discords in a lot of our relationships. Husbands and wives arguing over money. Who gonna pay what bill? Amen. And then a lot of times, if you're in agreement, Hallelujah. It's the problem of not having enough money when you need it. And then there's the other situation where you don't talk to one another, and then the enemy gets in and comes in and brings discord or isolation. Again, breathe. Thank you, Jesus. When you begin to isolate yourself, it's going to lead, amen, praise God, to desolation. It's going to lead to some things that's going to separate you from the people that you love and, more importantly, from those that can help strengthen you. So when you're going through a financial loss, the first thing I want to tell you that if you're stuck in poverty, debt, lack, and want, and you have a financial need, is that you need to pray prayers, amen, relating to finances. Hear what I'm saying. The first book I usually like to start with is Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Write this down. Amen. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And this is the chapter on finances. God tells you how you can be blessed, amen, in your finances in Deuteronomy 28 chapter, amen. And I take this chapter very personally. I pray what is in the word according to that chapter, amen, praise God, and I speak it personally into existence. Now, the next prayer you can use over your finances, amen, would be the prayer of Jabez. And, amen, there's a little booklet that was written, amen, called The Prayer of Jabez by David Wilkerson. Amen, praise God. I have it right here. All of these books you can get at your Bible store, or you can go on to Oasis News Publication. Amen. If you don't see the book, amen, you can find me on Facebook or Google Plus and tell me, hey, I need that book that you were talking about on Blog Talk Radio, The Prayer of Jabez, Breaking Through to the Blessed Life by Bruce Wilkerson. And he has several books and even study guides, and it's based on the foundation scripture, 1 Chronicles 4:10. Then you've got to learn how to pray again, amen, praise God, the word of God concerning your finances. Okay, amen, praise God. God wants to give you favor in accordance to Proverbs 3:4. Amen, praise God. And then in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, we're going to find some more scriptures, how the Lord tells us he wants us to get wealth and have good success. So when you start speaking all of these scriptures, amen, over your life, hallelujah, praise God, concerning your finances, amen, the word of God tells us, amen, that his word will not return unto him void, but it will go forth and accomplish that which he sends it to do. So this is why it's important to not only speak the word, but you want to pray the word. Now, what are some other things that we're having to deal with? Some strongholds that have been sent by the enemy. Unemployment. Okay, amen. You've been laid off. You've been fired. You can't get a job. Oh, that's messing with your money. Amen. That's messing with your provision for yourself or your family. Amen. Praise God. Again, this is one of the strategic plots and schemes of the enemy. What I teach a lot of the members of Oasis Ministerial Fellowship, Oasis Worship Center, amen, and even our pastors, part of the Interdenominational Ministries Fellowship, is don't be reliant on one set of income. I've had too many people tell me I'm on a fixed income. Then unfix it. Amen, praise God. Yes, I said unfix it. Amen, on any income, whether it's Social Security, widow's pension, amen, praise God, even if you're getting unemployment or you're getting government assistance, they usually allow you a certain amount of money per month, amen, for the cost of living so that you don't go below the poverty level. Now, don't sit up there and wait for that monthly check to roll in. Amen, praise God. God gave us gifts, talents, and abilities. Some people work two jobs. Amen, praise God. But what I always like to do is have a job or some type of work that I can do that is, amen, praise God, flexible and can use my gift my talent, or my ability. So henceforth, I have not one. I have three or four different types of jobs, from being a motivational speaker, amen, an instructor, amen, the Minority Business Workshop, which is part of educating people about being self-employed, and then, amen, the Pastor's Kitchen, where I use my gift and talent of cooking, amen, and baking, amen, praise God, and then I have some others as well. I write, amen, praise God. And when I say write, yes, I'm an author, amen, praise God. And there's just a host of things. You may be able to sew, be a seamstress, amen. There's a lot of people that need repair, amen, on their clothes. Put that sewing to good use, amen, praise God. Or, amen, praise God, you may love to work outside. Have you thought about lawn care, amen, praise God, or gardening, or that type of maintenance? Or, amen, praise God, one of my first businesses was a janitorial service. Listen, amen, don't let the enemy cause you to sit there and do nothing. Amen, praise God. So what do you do about unemployment? Again, you pray the word. You ask for God's will to be done in your life. You ask God for the type of work that you want to accomplish. Oh, I hope you're hearing me on today. Amen, praise God. You want to ask God for what you need. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't ask God, oh, Lord Jesus, give me a job. Amen, praise God, taking care of children. And you know good and well that you don't like to be around children all day, okay? And do not ask for something that, amen, you're going to get bored and be unproductive. Amen, praise God. When I used to work, I worked temporary services, as I'm a temp on hire, amen, and I loved it because when I wanted to work, I take a short-term assignment, and I would tell the people, I'm not so desperate that I just want to do, I don't do factory work. I'm not a factory worker, amen, praise God. I have never worked in a factory. I like to do desktop publishing. I like data entry, amen, praise God. I like to do things that make my mind, amen, be active, but I don't like to do the same thing every day, all day long, amen. That's why I didn't go into accounting, amen. I'm very good with numbers. I know that, amen, praise God, but I like a variety. I like something that's going to keep me busy, amen, but at the same time not stress me out. You got to know, amen, praise God, those things, and then you can go to God, and you can be very specific in your prayer on how you want God to bless you, amen, or your family member. Now I'm going to go into two more things. Unsaved loved ones. Oh, we all got them. Amen. Everybody in your immediate family may be saved, but what about those in your extended family? Okay? Amen. Praise God. In your extended family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In your extended family, you want to be able to have someone, amen, praise God, people that you love, amen, praise God, love God like you do. Oh, yes, that's the truth. I want prayer partners in my family so that, you know, when my family is going through crisis and issues, amen, praise God, I can call up not just a saint, but a family member. It was my mother, amen, my brother, my sister-in-law, amen, praise God, my daughter, amen, praise God. Somebody that, amen, knows how to pray with me and for me, amen, to get the job done. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because we're going to pray for this family. We're not going to let the enemy destroy our family. Now, this is one book that I really, really love. Satan, You Can't Have My Children by Iris Delgado, Spiritual Warfare Guide for Every Parent. I want to read from page 31, amen. Mothers, be diligent. Do not allow your daughters to run around the house half naked. Satan walks around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour and tempt. Do not enable your husband to be tempted by your negligence at home. especially if weeks and months go by and there's no intimacy between you. Let me put it like that. Our young daughters need to be taught early how to comport themselves at all times, never to sit right in the middle of daddy's lap, especially as they become toddlers and adolescents. Oh, my goodness. Amen. A whole lot of women need to understand what's going on in your home to avoid those demons of rape, incest, and molestation because you work diligent. Oh, that's just one of the chapters in Satan, You Can't Have My Children by Iris Delgado. Amen, praise God. She talks about how confusion and disorder reigns in too many Christian homes, okay? Young women being unhappy because the husband works too many hours and doesn't spend any quality time. Oh, these are all things that people complain about, but they don't know how to pray about it. They don't know what to do about it. She also talks about learning how to recognize danger signals that can destroy your family relationship. A bad temper, a quiet or serious spouse that won't talk, won't say nothing. Amen, praise God. A lazy, distracted, irate, unhappy, fearful, or rebellious child. We need to learn these are tricks of the enemy, and, amen, these are some symptoms that we can see, and we can pray and go into spiritual warfare on the behalf of our family. So this is a book. We've had it in our Book of the Month Club, and we're going to be doing it again real soon, amen, because we need to know how to fight the enemy. The other thing, number four, health issues. Sickness, disease, illness, the devil is a lie. Amen. People, afflictions of the spirit, low self-esteem, being melancholy. Depression is a strong man. Amen. Praise God. Low self-esteem and melancholy will lead to depression. And if you stay depressed long enough, you start thinking suicidal thoughts. Amen. This is an affliction of the spirit by the strong man that we need to pray. When you see it on your family member, if you see it on yourself, amen, don't isolate yourself. Call for help immediately. Amen. Another thing we see, B, is the mind. I've been praying in our morning glory prayer and on our prayer teleconference line for those that are dealing with mental issues, mental instability, amen, psychological stress, amen. The Bible said fear hath torment coming against the spirits of Alzheimer's, dementia, amen, forgetfulness. Oh, yes, these are physical diseases that affect the mind, but they're also demonic as well. Amen. Perfectly sane, healthy person, and then they start going through stuff, amen, that messes with their mind to the point that they can't think straight. Oh, yeah, that's straight up demonic. We need to take authority over that. The word of God said, blessed is he whose mind is stayed on thee. You will keep him in perfect peace. The word of God in Romans tells us, amen, be transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We got to bring these minds under subjection to the will of God. When you allow your mind to run anywhere, amen, praise God, listening to anything and anybody, you open up your mind to familiar spirits. And we got a bunch of those running around, amen, children watching all kind of stuff on television, getting involved with mediums, amen, drawn to the occult. Oh, you better hear me, fascinated, amen, with demonic activities such as the spirit of divination. Oh, yes, amen, praise God. And clarion voices and all of this kind of stuff, dealing with familiar spirit, it does take control over your mind, how you think and how you process your thoughts. Yes, we go into spiritual warfare, amen, when we see that spirit of rebelliousness, don't want to be told anything and get an attitude, amen, praise God, when don't want to submit themselves to parental authority. Lastly, the body. Oh, the enemy comes to attack us with physical discomfort, amen, to destroy our body's natural functions and abilities. And when you're sick and afflicted in your body, it makes it difficult for you to do anything, amen. So you got to learn, get you some oil, pray over it, have your pastor pray over it. We have anointing of the blessed oil every first Sunday on the teleconference line, as well as when we have prayer, amen. I anoint myself. I do my best to anoint myself, amen, in the morning as I'm going with my daily routine, getting dressed to go out, as I'm putting on my lotions, amen. I get that oil and I begin to anoint my mind, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my tongue, amen. Praise God. And then I start anointing other portions of my body, that my back, or if it's bothering me, my knees, my joints, amen. And I tell this body, you light up to the word of God, bone by bone, precept by precept. You don't have to accept the sickness or disease or even an affliction just because, amen, you have the symptoms or you're being, amen, bothered with it. You got to command your respiratory system to line up to the word of God. You got to command, amen, praise God, that whatever affliction, even if the doctor is giving it a name, asthma, hallelujah, is one. Allergies is another, amen. Arthritis, rheumatism, osteoporosis, amen. Fibromyalgia, all that's going down the list, amen. Praise God. Leukemia, cancer, amen. Diabetes, high blood pressure. All of these things are afflictions of the body that, yes, amen, we need to be more aware of it, learn as much as you can about it, amen, praise God, and then go into spiritual warfare. And that spiritual warfare not only includes you praying, but many times it means that you've got to change how you eat, your diet, amen, making sure you're getting enough rest. Amen, praise God. I find that for a lot of people, amen, praise God, one of the biggest problems they have is that they don't get 6 to 8 hours worth of sleep nightly. Amen, praise God. They're stressed out, they're overworked, they're overtaxed and overwhelmed. That's a trick of the enemy. And I want to let you know right now, amen, praise God, that even though you may be praying and seeking God, you've got to take care of this body. Do you not know the word says that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? So we have to be careful how we treat these bodies, amen, and making sure that we're resting, so that we can hear clearly from God. Amen. You cannot, amen, praise God, continue to burn both ends of the stick. The Bible tells me, rest in the Lord and in the power of his might. So I want you to read Ephesians 1, 17 to 23, and that is a good place to begin to start prayer. Amen. We have a prayer book that gives us various prayers that we can pray, amen, to take back our authority that God has given to us as Christian believers. Well, this is Apostle Loretta Williams. I hope that you've enjoyed the broadcast on today about spiritual warfare prayers and strategies for our families. God bless you. You're back in the hands of Brother Dante Gaines.
Hope you enjoyed our program today and have learned very much. God bless.